We appreciate the goodness of the Lord, and we're glad to be with you all in this beautiful, beautiful setting, quiet place to be able to get away and pray and get closer to God and allow the Lord to lead us in our lives. I would like to share a little message with us this morning from 2 Timothy, the first chapter. And the ninth verse, it says, "Who has saved us and called us with an holy calling, not according to our works, but according to His own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began." I'm thinking this morning about our calling, God calling us. It calls it here a holy calling. There's another verse that talks about a heavenly calling. It's a wonderful thing for the Lord to call us in life. The Creator of all things, to be interested enough in me to call my name. And it's a great honor, a great privilege for the God of heaven. I don't have any greater joy in life than when the Lord is speaking to me. When the Lord's words are coming into my spirit, my mind, and my heart, that's the greatest joy of my life, when God speaks to me. Here he mentions, he said, he has saved us and called us with an holy calling. Now, I believe both of them are calling. You know, that salvation, the Lord calls us to salvation. I believe that, but he also calls us with a calling in life. He calls us into his purpose and his plan for our life. He calls us into the gifts that he's given us. He calls us away from our selfishness and our self-centeredness and the things that we think that will just bring us happiness within ourselves. He calls us unto Him. You know, sometimes it's just downright scary when the Lord calls. And sometimes we don't know if we really want to follow. But I want to say today that the Lord knows us, each individual. And a calling is just not for ministry or for missionaries. Part of my message this morning is that the Lord calls all of us. We all need to hear His call. In the vocation and the place in life that He wants me to give myself to, whatever it is, it may not be a missionary and it may not be a preacher or a teacher, but nevertheless, it's still a call that God gives to us. And we want to be able to hear His voice, and it says, according to His purpose. This little verse here is full of wonderful treasured nuggets in here, that God has a purpose and a plan for our life. I want to get another verse now in the Gospel of John, the 10th chapter, and the first verse. It says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same as a thief and a robber. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice. And he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers." I want us to get the points in this is that he calls us by name. He'll call our name. We know what it's like to have our name called. Sometimes it's... I remember, especially when I was younger, someone's voice being raised and my name being called, and I knew I was in trouble. But we've all heard our name. We've all been called. And the Lord does the same thing. He calls us by our name. Who we are and where we're at. He calls and is... You know, if we don't hear the call of God, it's not because He's not calling, but it's because maybe there's some things, stubbornness or something within that's hindering us from being able to hear and know the voice of God, voice of the Lord in our lives. Looking back in my life, I wasn't raised in a Christian home. But I remember the Lord calling after my heart different times. I remember I didn't hear any audible voice, but it was something I felt inside. It was a drawing. It was a... different thoughts would come to my mind that, you know, you need to give your heart and life to the Lord. Those just weren't my natural thoughts because they didn't go that way. That was the Lord calling after me. I didn't realize it many times when I was younger. I didn't know the voice of the Lord, didn't realize that. But looking back, I can see there were times, not even sometimes in church service, I'd feel the Lord calling after me and desiring me. And He really wants to do that in our youth. He wants to be able to establish things in us, being able to hear His voice and know Him, that we have some things that He wants to teach us, that when we come to make those major decisions in life, that we've been acquainted with His voice. That we've been listening to His call. And we've been opening our heart and surrendering ourselves unto Him. And we have some wonderful accounts in the Scripture of the Lord calling different ones when they were young. You remember Samuel. Samuel was... The Lord blessed Hannah with a child, and she gave Samuel to the Lord. She brought him to the temple at an early age, and he began to minister to Eli. But he was very young, and then one night, he heard his voice being called. Samuel, Samuel. And he gets up, and he goes to Eli and said, What do you want? Oh, I didn't call you. I heard my name being called. And so he goes back to bed, and it happens a couple of times, and finally Eli recognized the Lord's called him, but it said that Samuel didn't know the voice of the Lord yet. But he came to know the voice of the Lord. And the Lord speaks to us through our spirit. God is a spirit, and He speaks to us in our spirit. And we want to be able to recognize, and we want to make a place. We want to have a place that's inviting for Him to speak to us. Well, we're desiring with all of our hearts to be able to hear His voice, because the Lord, I think His greatest desire today is to speak to us, is to talk to us. When He created Adam and Eve, it said He communed with them in the evening, in the stillness of the garden. He communed. That was His greatest, to me, His greatest desire was to be able to commune with mankind. And I'm thankful that that's His desire today. He wants to commune with me, with you, whoever we are this morning. He wants to speak personally to us. And we want to believe that this morning. We want to believe that and receive that into our hearts, that the God of heaven wants to speak to me. We have another wonderful example in the life of Joseph. Joseph, you remember, the Lord had given him some dreams, but the Lord had revealed Himself to Joseph, and Joseph was sold by his brother to a caravan of Ishmaelites that took him down into Egypt. And later in Genesis, it talks about, we heard his cry. The brothers were saying, we heard the cry of his soul. The anguish of his spirit, the things that he had gone through. And then we find Joseph there in Potiphar's house. And it said that Potiphar perceived that the Lord was with him. And Potiphar entrusted everything into Joseph's care. That's amazing. That's a wonderful testimony that this Egyptian man entrusted his household, his wealth, his servants, entrusted everything into Joseph's care. How did that happen? It's because Joseph knew the Lord. That didn't just happen by itself or by accident. Joseph had a connection with God. And then we find how he was falsely accused by Potiphar's wife and how he resisted that temptation. How did he do that? Because the Lord was in his life. The Lord was there for him. The Lord was helping him. And then he gets thrown into prison. He gets falsely accused and gets put into prison. And it could have been so easy for him to have unforgiveness, bad attitude, upset, mad. But Joseph came to the place where he recognized that he believed that God had a plan for his life. And he kept trusting in the Lord. And we find that he had an excellent spirit. There was not... And the keeper of the prison, he saw that the Lord was with Joseph. He wouldn't have seen that if he would have been mad at everybody and upset all the time and mad at the world, but he saw a different spirit in Joseph. And it was because Joseph, I believe, yielded his life. He surrendered his heart and his life into the Lord's hand. And the Lord was molding him. the Lord was fashioning him to become, to fulfill the purpose that God had called for him in his life. That's a wonderful, to me, I just admire how God worked in the life of Joseph. But God has a plan for each one of us, a purpose. I want to go now to Jeremiah, the first chapter. And the fourth verse, Jeremiah 1 and 4, he says, "Then the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. Before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee. And I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations." You may think, well, I'm not a prophet. There are scriptures that teach us this very thing, that God fashions us and He makes us and He knows us. And it's not by mistake, it's not by accident. He goes on, he says here, verse 6, it says, "Then said I, Oh, Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a child. But the Lord said unto me, Say not, I am a child, for thou shalt go to all that I shall send thee, and whatsoever I command thee, thou shalt speak. Be not afraid of their faces, for I am with thee, to deliver thee, saith the Lord." And he's another wonderful example of following the Lord and the Lord working in his life. And, you know, Jeremiah didn't choose that for himself. He didn't choose and just say, well, I think I'll be a prophet. He didn't choose that. The Lord. The first verse we read, it said, not according to our works, but according to His purpose, which He ordained. It's according to the purpose of God. Now, we can argue with the Lord. And I think we probably all have, and we all do at times. The Lord's trying to lead us one way, and we're trying to go another direction or another way. I'm thankful today for the great patience and the mercy of the Lord that's been in my life. The Lord has been very patient and gracious. But our greatest blessing will come when we follow. When we hear His voice, when we hear the call of God upon our lives and in our heart, and we follow that. Because the Lord knows our DNA. He knows our personality. He knows our weaknesses. And He knows how to help us. And He knows how to lead us. The scripture that we read there in John, it said, the sheep hear His voice, He goes before them, and the sheep follow. The Lord goes before us. He goes before us to open the door or to close the door. He speaks to us in so many ways. We have to have our eyes, our ears, our spirit open and looking. The Lord speaks to us through the natural circumstances of life. Sometimes He just closes the door. And it, helps us to say, well, that's not what the Lord's will is for this. He uses natural things, I have learned, that go along many times of what He's trying to teach us spiritually. He'll help us to see it in the natural as well. And He gives us witness. He'll work with us to establish. So it's not just us. It's not just my will or my way or what I want to do. But it's the Lord leading me. And I'm probably making it sound too simple this morning. But the plan really is simple. We complicate it. Our human thoughts complicate it. My fears complicate it. All I have to do is follow. To see, to hear, and to follow. And it's not a dead end. He won't lead us to a dead end. He won't lead us in a place that's not good for us. That won't be a blessing to us. He leads us out into the green pastures. He leads us into places. And that's where our soul is able to feed. If we're not allowing the Lord to lead us, then we're not truly feeding upon Him and who He is. But if we say, yes, I don't know how, but I'm going to follow, the Lord will make a way. And I believe He does that. Every step we take towards Him, He'll help us and He'll minister to us. The Lord calls us this morning. He calls us by name. It's not just He's calling the group. You know, sometimes we can hide in the group. We can hide in the group, so to speak. But the Lord is faithful to call our name as an individual. He'll call your name. And our prayer is this morning that when He does, that we would have a responsive heart. We see how God, the Lord, blessed Jeremiah. The Lord preserved him. Joseph, the Lord was with him. And Samuel. It's wonderful. It wasn't what they chose. They just simply followed the shepherd's voice, the call of the Lord upon their life. And I want to challenge us with that this morning, that we would hear, that we would tune our heart and our spirit into what the Lord has for us in our life. It may not always go according to what looks apparent, maybe. But the Lord is faithful to reveal to us and to show us, just like He did them. We need that personal revelation in our hearts. You know, He told Peter, He asked Peter, who do you think that I am? He said, well, some say you're John the Baptist, some say one of the prophets. But He said, who do you? Who do you say that I am? And He said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And He said, flesh and blood hath not revealed this unto you, but my Father which is in heaven. You know, it's not just the God, the Lord, that my grandparents served, or that my mom and dad served. I've got to be able to hear His voice for myself. I got to hear the call and follow the call. And you know, that's what is going to be able to stand is that personal revelation of the Lord in our hearts, in our lives. And I'm thankful this morning that we serve the Lord is He wants to lead us into a good place. He wants our lives to be blessed and to bear fruit. And He won't lead us wrong. He won't lead us astray. But we want to be able to hear His call upon our lives. He calls us. He invites us into His plan. I had another little thought. Sometimes, you know, as children, we begin to, or even adults, sometimes we feel insufficient, or we see someone that we admire, someone that we desire, that's got strengths or abilities that we don't have, and we kind of begin to act like them. We can begin to talk like them. We can begin to do the things that they do. But that's not what the Lord's calling for. That's a false identity. The Lord wants us to be us. In all of our weaknesses, and all the things that we think that are not right about us, sometimes people feel like they're too tall, others feel like they're too short, whatever it is, the Lord wants us to be us. The devil likes to push us into a false identity, something that's really not genuine. And we want to be on guard against that. I'm thankful this morning that we can hear the call of the Lord and that the Lord does call. He does call. He will call our name. Thank the Lord.